United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged rich nations to tax the windfall profits of the fossil fuel industry to help victims of the climate crisis in poorer nations.
The fossil fuel industry is feasting on hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies and windfall profits while households' budgets shrink and our planet burns. It's high time to put fossil fuel producers, investors, and enablers on notice. Polluters must pay. And today I'm calling on all developed economies to tax the windfall profits of fossil fuel companies. Those funds should be redirected in two ways: to countries suffering loss and damage caused by the climate crisis, and to people struggling with rising food and energy prices.
Oil companies in July reported unprecedented profits of billions of dollars per month. ExxonMobil posted 3-month profits of nearly $18 billion. Chevron, nearly $12 billion. Shell, $11.5 billion. Guterres expanded his focus beyond the dramatic profits of oil companies. He also called on rich nations to pay for the devastating loss and damage poor nations have suffered as a result of climate-fueled disasters.
I recently saw it with my own eyes in Pakistan, where 1/3 of the country is submerged by a monsoon on steroids. We see it everywhere. Planet Earth is a victim of scorched earth policies.
Loss and damage negotiations were a sticking point at last year's UN climate conference and are expected to feature prominently again this year at the climate summit in November. Developing nations in Asia, Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, and the Pacific have banded together under the Climate Vulnerable Forum. They're seeking compensation for the hundreds of billions of dollars of losses they will rack up as the planet heats up. On the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting, California Governor Gavin Newsom touted the state's advances and its ambitious plans for the future. He pointed to California's focus on tackling the 41% of its greenhouse gas emissions that come from vehicular pollution.
We already have 16% of all the automobiles in the state of California are electric vehicles already, 16%, roughly half the nation's electric vehicles. And put it in perspective, the Biden administration, to their credit, they deserve tremendous credit. But they just announced for California in their new EV package, it was significant, but $58.6 million, $58.6 million for electric vehicle infrastructure. We just passed a $10 billion budget at the state level. So it gives you a sense of how serious we are.
Newsom also took the opportunity to name-check the Republican governor of Texas, who recently tweeted that California's move to ban new sales of gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035 was ridiculous.
And with all due respect to those conservative governors out there, Greg Abbott and others, they're as dumb as they want to be, and they're just doubling down on stupid, and we will not follow their path. We're going in a completely different direction.
While environmental groups have praised Newsom for many of the far-reaching climate bills he shepherded through the legislature, they have knocked him for a few measures. Those include so-called carbon capture legislation and the $1.4 billion forgivable loan to PG&E to keep the Diablo Canyon nuclear reactor operating 5 years beyond its planned shutdown date of 2025. I'm Eileen Alfandari, KPFA Pacifica Radio.